You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I guess we're supposed to be seeing a blood moon lunar eclipse tonight. Do you guys know what that is? I know. I just barely figured out what a blue moon was. I guess this is called a blood moon. It's supposed to occur at 12:53 a.m. Eastern time or 9:53 p.m. Pacific time. I guess the Earth is going to position itself between the sun and the moon for the first of a series of four total eclipses. And these conclude September 2015. I guess they call this a tetrad because of four, in which the moon is completely covered by the Earth's umbral shadow for four eclipses in a row, as opposed to only partial eclipses that fall in the outer, I guess it's called the penumbra. All right, you got the umbral and then the penumbra, the penumbra, I don't know. Anyway, so, but the moon is not going to be in complete darkness. It will glow red as it receives the refracted light that spills over the Earth's circumference. So you got to get that. The Earth is going to be between the sun and the moon. Usually, right, you got the sun and then you got the moon, right, covering part of the sun. And you know how, remember, you can't look straight at the sun. So you had to get a little index card and you had to put a little hole in that so you could look at the eclipse. Remember, we'd all stand outside doing that. And I was like, all I see is a dark dot. I can't see Jack. And then I would put the index card down. The teacher's like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. This is different. Okay, this is where the Earth is going to be in between the sun and the moon. So while we're kind of looking behind us, kind of looking at the moon is going to be glowing red. This is pretty cool. This is very, very rare. They said there was, I guess the next one may not be till 2032. They said this kind of goes in 585-year cycles, but they think we're going to have more of it now. I doubt because of global warming. I don't know. All right, so for some of you, like, well, I don't understand what is a blue moon versus a red moon versus a yellow moon. You know, I don't know. I'm kind of shocked. Blue moons, I guess there's a couple different definitions. One back in 1937 was that a blue moon is the third full moon in a season. Spring, summer, autumn, or winter that has four full moons instead of three. But I guess back in the 40s, they said that it was supposed to be the second full moon in any given month. And so I guess now what they're saying is, and I guess that was in Trivial Pursuit in the 80s. So I guess a blue moon is the second full moon in any given month. Now, you know how we always go, oh man, well, you know, this happens once in a blue moon. Blue moons don't happen that rare. Okay. I guess there's also a wolf moon. It's supposed to be the first full moon in January. I guess there's a snow moon that's supposed to be the first full moon in February. I don't know. There's the worm moon or the death moon or sap moon. I guess that's supposed to be the first moon in March. It also, I guess maybe it's because there was something that had to do with, I don't know, was spring? Who knows? Sap and maple trees, etc. The pink moon is supposed to be the first full moon in April. I guess there's a plan, you know, mooning your brother, right? You know, where you, you know, take down your pants and mooning, that's a type of moon. May moon, the first, is supposed to be called the flower moon. Strawberry moon is supposed to be the first full moon in June. Buck moon, like male deer. I guess buck moon or thunder moon is supposed to be in July. I had no idea. This is kind of interesting. Sturgeon moon, that's what the fishermen like. That's supposed to be August 1st full moon because I guess You have a lot of, I guess, sturgeon. I guess, is that when sturgeon is pretty abundant in August? They also sometimes say red moon. Remember hot August nights and maybe red moon? I don't know. It has to do with August and red. I don't understand. Beaver moon, okay? Beaver moon, no, stop the jokes. I know what you guys want to say. No, first full moon in November. A cold moon is supposed to be the first full moon in December. Makes no sense. Black moon, I guess there was supposed to be, I guess, two dark cycles of the moon in any calendar month. I don't really get that. Again, blue moon, like I said, second full moon in any given month. Usually there's only supposed to be one per month. So if you have a second full moon, they call it a blue moon. It's not that it turns blue. They also say there's something called a wet moon. It's a lunar phase where the horns of the crescent moon point up as an angle away from the horizon. And I guess it has to do with the axial tilt and the angles of the moon's orbit, etc. And I guess they say during the extreme points of the Earth's orbit, the moon looks like it's actually rising vertically. And the crescent, therefore, as opposed to being the side, the crescent looks like a smile, you know? You know, like a happy face. So that's pretty cool. And then new moon. A new moon is actually a moon phase. A new moon occurs when the moon lies closest to the sun in the sky as it is seen from the Earth. The moon is usually not visible because of a solar eclipse, they said, but it can be considered a dark full moon. All right, and then we got super moon, you know, like Supermom, Superman, Supermoon. And then I think they also have Hunter's Moon. This is coming from artifacting.com. The first full moon of the harvest moon or the autumnal equinox. So that's moons tonight. It's supposed to be a red moon. It happens once in a blue moon. So we got to stop saying once a blue moon. A blue moon just means two full moons in 1 month. Okay, not that it looks blue. I want to know what those big, huge yellow moons look like. Those are pretty good looking. You know where it's orange? The big, huge, orange, yellow moon. That is gorgeous. I love it when the moon's, and it just only lasts a little period of time. I'm like, you know, by the time I get my kids to kind of pay attention in the car and wake them up and go, look, 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 by the time they look, it's already changing. That kind of blows my mind. I didn't think our Earth moved that fast. All right, so anyway, blood moon is tonight, 12:53 a.m. Eastern time. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, once in a while I have a good show. It's once in a blue moon, exactly, blue moon. I should say once in a red moon. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we're going to be talking about some very, very interesting stories today. Unfortunately, two runners died during a half marathon in North Carolina. We also have taxpayers seem to have the least chance of getting audited this year. Don't go away, we're right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I need to apologize. I was doing my run this morning, and I tripped and fell in the middle of the street. And it was so embarrassing. And I fell on both my knees. All I was doing was jogging. I was wearing my Skechers shoes. And, oh, my gosh, this hurts so bad. So I fall face first. My chest plants into the ground. I luckily didn't scratch my chin, you know, because I do a lot of TV interviews. I need to make sure my face doesn't look any worse than it already does. And I fell. I did a foosh injury. Well, I fell on an outstretched hand. That's called foosh. F-O-O-S-H. Foosh. Fell on outstretched hand. But both of them are okay. I don't think I broke anything. My knees are just completely aching and swollen. I could barely walk. This is so embarrassing. You see some middle-aged woman fly through the air and fall on the asphalt. Now, the funny thing is I got right back up because, I mean, I was still a half mile from the house. So I got back up and I started to jog. And the funny thing is I didn't really hurt that much. I didn't hurt that much when I started to jog and try to get back home. So it didn't hurt that much. And then all of a sudden, you know, my husband goes, "Are you okay?" And that's when I was like, "Oh, no, I'm not okay." And now I'm like in deep, deep pain. You know, it's very, very interesting. When you first get hurt, a lot of times you just don't feel it. Same thing with car accidents. You'll get into a car accident, and God willing that you live through it. And, you know, you're like, "You know what? I'm good. I'm okay. Not that bad." And then all of a sudden the hours start to set in, and then the days start to set in. And so I'm really, really nervous because I've been really doing good with my workouts. I've been so proud of myself. Trying to get all nice and tight, you know, for bikini season. Not that I'm going to be in a bikini at all, but, you know, just trying to get all nice and tight for bathing suit season. And here I am with two swollen, scraped up knees, and I'm all bruised and scratched, and this is just absolutely embarrassing. But you know what? That's what happens when you try to be athletic 25 years later than when you originally started. Well, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, we also take your emails for medical questions at drdahlia.com. Casey writes, "I noticed some blood in my semen. I am 33 years old. Should I get it checked out? My last physical came back with a small amount of blood in my urine. They said not to worry. I am type 1 diabetic. My last hemoglobin A1C was 5.6. All right, so blood in the semen. If I were a guy, that would probably scare me. You know, us women, we're kind of used to blood being down there, obviously, right? You know, because we deal with our periods, and I don't have to go into too much detail. But blood in semen is called hematospermia. And for the most part, we don't tell you to worry too much. You know, we really don't tell you to worry because many times it's benign. However, because there could be some other cause, we always want to make sure we're not missing something. So, for example, you know, like we'll always get a urine just to make sure that you don't have an infection. You know, so we'll get a urine. You know, if you have blood in the urine, we've talked about what to do for blood in the urine. You need to get a culture. Sometimes we'll also do a urine cytology, check for cancer cells in the urine. Sometimes we have a urologist take a look and do a scope called a cystoscopy to look up in there, because sometimes blood coming out of the urethra, okay, which basically can, you know, there's urine and semen that could come out of that. If anything is blood tinged, we want to make sure we don't see the site of where we see the bleeding. Okay? Blood and semen could happen very, very rarely, and it usually is benign and will go away on its own. But of course, we always want to make sure that we're not missing any, we want to make sure we're not missing any tumors, etc. So they say blood and semen, according to medicinenet.com, it has a great resource. Okay? You know, it could be anywhere in the genital urinary system. You could have an issue. You could have had maybe damage to the testicles. You could have some seminal vesicle issue or the epididymis. The epididymis is part of the spermatic ducts that kind of stores, mature, and transports the sperm. The sperm gets into the prostate gland, etc. Now, let's say you had a prostate gland biopsy. Now, he's young. He's in his 30s. But let's say you were checked for prostate cancer and you had a biopsy. Well, many times you're going to have blood in the semen. You know, 80% of men say they're going to get some blood there. And that could happen for about 3-4 weeks, just like vasectomy. Some of you guys will notice that after a vasectomy, you had some blood. Usually that should go away after about a week or so. But still, and now, could there be benign tumors causing you to bleed? Absolutely. Just because there's a tumor doesn't mean it's cancerous. So prostate tumors, bladder tumors, testicular cancer, or testicular tumors, seminal vesicle tumors, these could happen and get checked out. We do an ultrasound or we do cystoscopy to look for those. Sometimes we even do CAT scans. But the infection is a biggie. So when you go and get checked for urine culture, I also recommend gonorrhea, chlamydia. Sometimes we'll even do trichomoniasis, cytomegalovirus. These things could also cause bleeding and even herpes. A lot of people forget that the herpes virus could also do that. Usually, though, you'd have some sort of pain with it, but not always. And then, of course, you could have an inflammatory condition or an infection of one of the genital organs. You could have an infection of the epididymis or inflammation, so epididymitis. You could have prostatitis. You could have urethritis. arthritis, even though most blood in the semen does, you know, is painless and, you know, it goes away. That's always something that we look at. And then, of course, you know, I had a kidney stone. So I always think about kidney stones. Sometimes passing kidney stones will cause some scraping. The scraping along the linings of the urethra could cause blood to kind of seep out, and that could be an issue. Urethral polyps, these are little tiny red things, kind of vascular. They're little skinny growths. Those things could be at the end. A lot of times we could see those since they give off a little bit of blood. As you have your, as things exit the urethra, they could then have blood, of course. You know, but like I said, I don't want people panicking, you know, first off, that there's tumors. Everybody thinks, oh my gosh, I have some sort of cancer there, because that is scary. Most of the time, you're fine, but if it doesn't go away, you've got to get that checked out. You know, great question. Keep that coming. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, one of you had sent a question while I was talking about that regarding pain with ejaculation and things like that. Boy, I tell you, this is supposed to be a family show, but I don't mind talking about this kind of stuff. With that, again, we're going to be looking at infection. You know, if you're having any pain, okay, blood usually is painless. I get that. But if you're having any pain, go back to what I had just said. Infection, making sure there's no sort of infection, et cetera, getting a urine test, getting an ultrasound test, et cetera. And then sometimes we'll do more scanning. All right? 1-877-DOCDALI. Great question, guys. Keep it up. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this was an interesting article, okay? They talk about how period cramps actually can cause women to do, perform lower cognitively and perform lower on tests. Now, this is research making it look like that we may be less intelligent when we're suffering from our period. Scientists at the University of Bath found people with period pain perform less well in computer-based tasks, and that it reduces attention span. Okay, that's great, but, you know, did you also test men and women with migraines, men and women passing the kidney stone, men and women constipated? Can you also test that? Lead author Dr. Ed Q from the university's Department of Psychology said pain is an extremely common experience and can have a disruptive effect on our daily lives. Our research looked at how common everyday pain experienced by many women each month affect their ability to perform a range of tasks. So they had 52 adults with period pain complete tests that examine their attention. The tests measure their ability to choose between competing tasks, their attention span, and their ability to switch their attention between two tasks. The researchers found that the period pain did reduce overall performance. All right, dysmenorrhea, which is menstrual pain, menstrual cramps, can affect more than 40% of women on a regular basis. You can have nausea, pain, cramping. You know, with PMS, we add headaches and sometimes lack of sleep and irritability, etc. And sometimes the pain can be pretty severe in about 15% of sufferers. Now, remember I told you I had a book from the late 1800s that talked about how girls on their period should not go to school because they can't think well? That if you're having your period, you can't think well. And the idea was the body's energy is being diverted from the brain to the uterus. If that's the case, okay, and we don't think well because we're having pain and our energy is deflected, all right, well, then the argument would be that any of us having pain, any of us having any issues shouldn't go to school. So I've got to tell you, man, I got a 1450 on my SATs while I had cramps, while I was on my period. So for those of you that think we're dumb, no, we don't get dumb. However, yes, there are deficits that can happen when you're not feeling well, okay? That can happen. And so, you know, the idea of taking the test when you're on your period, et cetera, you know, women being the weaker sex, let's talk about that when we come back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, 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 speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks for to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. Okay, you know, I wanted to tell you that the Frost competition has started today. Multiple radio hosts from throughout the country are now raising money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, banding together to raise money for this great cause. A couple of our Genesis Communications Network hosts, Josh Tolley, Steve Sanchez, have also joined in, and we are all grouping together to raise as much money for these kids and adults as much as possible. If you guys want to help, and if you want to help your favorite radio host, please go to my website at drdahlia.com and go under the Frost link. These guys need your help to help them raise money. Click the Donate Here button. Anything you guys could do, $5, $10, $20, whatever you could do, we would so appreciate it. Okay, so Myron writes, Doctor, we were discussing equal pay for men and women. Why is it that women get drinks free in happy hour, or gyms advertise women are free? Isn't that discrimination? Okay. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I noticed that. I mean, I remember years ago, ladies' night, girls would drink free or girls would get half price and men won't. We have a gym that has a big banner up also. I don't know which gym it is. When you drive down, it says women are free or ladies are free or something. And, you know, it's one of those things. I like the Titanic. Okay, women and children on the boat first. You know, it's interesting. You know, discrimination and I guess the definition of discrimination appears to vary with what society condones and society thinks is okay. You know, I mean, you know, many people pre-1960s didn't look upon segregation as discrimination. They just thought that was segregation. Until now, you know, until post the 60s and the Civil Rights Act, we realize, okay, that is discrimination. You're forcing one person to, you know, drink their water, go to the water fountain, use the bathroom, etc., on one side of the building. That is segregation, is a form of discrimination, and that's what we felt as things started to change in the 60s. Yet here we are in this day and age, here we are 2014, and we will single out a population and let them join a gym for free. Or let them get, you know, drinks for you know, half off or free drinks, etc. And we get to choose a certain population. Now, if we chose only men get to join for free and not women, that would be a huge, huge civil rights uproar. If we said only, I don't know, Latinos or only Jews or only blacks or only Asians, you know, that could also cause a huge uproar. But, you know, here we are, women for free. Women get to join for free and men don't. If you are not a woman, sorry, you don't get to benefit. You know, if you actually look at the true definition, yeah, that would probably be discrimination. Now, many men haven't really thrown a fit because they like the idea that women are going to be there, I guess. All right? So you rarely see a man throw a fit about that. Well, you know, I want to join the gym for free, etc. But, you know, what's interesting, I wonder if it does, shall we say, deter male patrons. Okay, I mean, usually, if it has deterred male patrons, I'm sure it wouldn't still be a marketing ploy. My guess is it's a very successful marketing ploy to get men into the bar, to get men into the gym. But you know, I mean, like for somebody like my husband, okay, you know, he really probably would not sign up to a gym that said women are free, probably because, you know, he's paying and somebody else isn't. Okay. Number two is, you know, he's really of the age where he really shouldn't be there watching women sweat and all that. You know, he's fine. He could watch me, you know, fall flat on my face while jogging. He doesn't really have to go to a gym. And so, you know, yeah, I think it could deter, you know, but I think men, maybe, but maybe the reason why that's a marketing ploy is maybe there's a group of customers that are men that have no problem with that. And then they think if the gym attracts more women, they'll go, because many gyms that are more male oriented may not attract women. But see, that's very interesting, because when I grew up, there was Gold's Gym. Gold's Gym was a very, very successful gym in Las Vegas. It still is, where it was known to be less of a pickup joint. It was known to be It was known to be, more for serious worker outers. So there were very few women in the gym. Okay, I would go there because I felt more comfortable being around men than being around women who were in there, you know, kind of thong leotards or whatever the heck women were wearing in the 90s when they worked out. I had a Bart Simpson t-shirt. I had some pants. I would do my workout and I would leave. And I liked it. It was just a more serious, there was one located on Sand Hill, I believe. And I would work out there and it was great. It was great price. I got to work out, sweat. It didn't matter how I looked. I felt safe. It was a very, very serious workout. And it was still very successful. So I think, you know, in terms of gyms, whether you have women there or whether it's a bunch of men really working out and taking it seriously, I think you're going to have customers. But, you know, you do bring up a good point, Ms. Myron. You know, you do bring up a good point. You know, how come women get to pay less for drinks? Women get to join a gym for free. You know, is it because we're trying to overreach and try to, you know, backpedal and give women equality? I mean, for me, I don't need that. Okay. I don't want special treatment as a woman. Okay. I don't need, yes, I do like freebies. I do like coupons, but I mean, if I'm going to get a coupon to Target and I only get to use it because I'm a woman, you know, I don't need that. Don't do me any favors. Okay. All right. I don't want to be considered quote unquote equal. And we talked about, you know, equality. Okay. It's not that women want to be equal to men. All right, with this whole equal pay subject, and again, I'm not sure what happened in the Senate. My guess is the bill was full of a bunch of crap, and of course the Republicans were set up to decline it because there was probably something other than just one sentence saying equal pay for equal women, because I think we all agree with that. But, you know, for equality with women is, you know, we want to vote, okay? If guys get to have a whiskey, we women want to have a whiskey. Okay? If guys get to be firefighters and police officers, women want to be firefighters and police officers. If men get to be in the military, women want to be in the military. If men get paid $80,000 a year for one job, if women are doing the exact same job, they get $80,000. So it's that. Do we want to be considered equal to a man? Equal? No. You know, I love the idea that women have certain strengths and men have certain strengths. I think it's great. I think a woman's femininity, right, is an asset in some degrees. And I think her working with a male colleague could be a phenomenal team. I think men, women teams do phenomenal. I think there's complementary type of attributes that make certain teams very, very successful. And so, you know, I know a lot of men are probably kind of questioning what's going on now. Are we now starting to have not only race wars, but are we starting to have, you know, gender wars? You know, and listen, you know, we've made a lot of advancements as women, and I really thank our foremothers for all the work they've done, and our forefathers too. I mean, you know, yeah, women used to not be able to vote. Women used to not be able to be dealers. Women used to not be able to work the jobs that women used to not be able to wear pants. Oh my gosh. And so I'm very, very grateful. I'm very lucky. But please don't misconstrue that we women want to be men. A lot of us women, we don't want to be men. We like the fact that we could deliver babies and give birth. You know, I've never wanted to be a man. Yes, I like hanging out with men. I have a lot more male friends than I do female friends. But I love the fact that I was able to give birth to my babies. I would not have wanted my husband to go through that. I'm very glad I went through that. Same thing with radio. You know, I don't want to be a radio host. It's very rare for women to be on radio. And I don't want to be a radio host that people think of as a guy. I think my being a woman in radio helps. You know, it's an asset. So just, you know, that there's a very fine distinction between that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Come on.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So two athletes have died running the Rock and Roll Half Marathon Sunday, just yesterday in Raleigh, North Carolina. This is the first time the event was held in the city. One runner had died near the finish line. The other had died earlier in the race course. The identities of two runners have not been released. One of the deaths was a man. The race was not interrupted as a result of the deaths. The runners were among more than 12,000 competing in the event, which also included a full marathon. I guess rock and roll marathons are held across the country, the U.S., and this one in particular. There was the marathon and the half marathon in Raleigh, North Carolina. They say the deaths were confirmed in a statement by Marathon Medical Director P.Z. Pierce. He did not cite the causes of death. He said, "We were greatly saddened by the tragic losses, and our prayers go out to each of the runners' families and friends. We have spoken to each of the families. They've asked everyone to kindly respect their privacy during this most difficult time." Now, you know, they had noticed that one of the guys had collapsed about 100 yards from one of the witnesses. The paramedics came and spent 10 to 20 minutes furiously doing chest compressions. After a while, they got him on a gurney and wheeled him by the witness as they were taking him to the hospital. And this is the one who was right near the finish line. They don't think it was weather. You know, the race had started at about 7 a.m. It was about mid-50s. Then the higher temperature for the day was supposed to be about 80 degrees. You know, there was emergency medical personnel already present. But you have two marathon runners in 12,000 running that die. This is exactly why I always urge any of you athletes to please have your hearts checked. Okay? You know, they believe that both of them were probably middle-aged. You would think that by then, if they did have a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, it would have been found. So, you know, is it always a dilation of the heart causing people to drop dead during a heart attack, or it could be something else? You know, when I hear of somebody young, like a child or a teenager, et cetera, dying, you know, of during sports, I always think it's a genetic defect, or if it's an enlarged heart, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, something more genetic. But when you hear somebody kind of making it to their mid-40s, mid-50s, and then dying during a marathon, then you start thinking of a few other things. One, yeah, maybe they could have developed some hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, but number two, could it be that they just went into an abnormal rhythm? You know, they were at, you know, at 200 beats per minute or 220 beats per minute, and their heart just couldn't electrically, you know, keep the charge regular. So they went into something like AFib, et cetera, had an abnormal rhythm, stroked maybe, you know, because when you see somebody collapse, it may not always be heart. It could also be stroke. Could it be an abnormal rhythm? Could it be that the heart just got tired and stopped? Could it be that? Could it be that something tore? Could it be that you had some blockage along the cardiac wall or the cardiac or coronary artery wall that broke off, caused the clot, caused the person to die? Could it have just been a heart attack? We know that many slender people could also be at risk for heart attack too. Just because they run doesn't mean they don't have high cholesterol. So, you know, I can't tell you how many patients will tell me, "Dahlia, I don't need to, you know, see a heart doctor or do a stress test because I'm a marathon runner. So I already know my heart can handle the stress." I'm like, no, you don't know that your heart can handle it. Just because you were able to work out. See, this idea that we got back in the 80s is if you are able to do the workouts, you're good. The idea that if you are able to work out and exercise, you have a healthy body because otherwise you would have never made it that far is true to a very small degree. If you are able to exercise and get yourself to a point where you could run a half marathon, that doesn't mean you're infallible. That still means that something could happen. And so, you know, people think, look, I exercise more than the average person. I have a healthy heart. You probably do. You probably have a healthier heart than those, but that still doesn't mean you're not going to have a heart attack. Okay? And then the idea of how long can people go with their hearts running like that? You know, how long can people go with the high heart rate? With the long distance running, how much can the heart take? Even when we do a stress test, sometimes it's only 8 minutes long. Well, you know, a stress test for 8 minutes isn't a 2-hour run. You know, I was invited to do a triathlon, and I noticed the triathlon was 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. Okay, good. 30 minutes, we could do. okay? Because we're used to doing cardio and stuff for 30 minutes, etc. And if I do this, I'm going to make sure, you know, my cardiologist says I'm good for it, even though I did fall today and fell on my knees and my arm and scraped myself up and I could barely walk. But still, I'm intrigued by this whole triathlon thing. But that's 30 minutes. Okay, 30 minutes is a hell of a lot different than 2 hours. Now, I'm not saying don't run marathons. I'm a huge fan of marathons. I think that's great. But what I am saying is, please, for the love of the Lord, get your hearts checked and make sure your heart is stable. Many of you have never seen the doctor. You've never had an EKG. You've never gotten a stress test. Yet you're going to go out there and run for 2 hours. That's not ideal. Get yourself checked. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you would ask, well, you know, you have shortness of breath when you work out. How do you know you're having medical problems versus, excuse me, just being out of shape? You don't know. You really can't tell the difference between being out of shape or you actually having a medical issue. You know, not all cardiac issues are accompanied by chest pain. So you having shortness of breath could be a cardiac issue. It can. So, you know, you don't know. Now, what you can do to kind of ease your mind is make sure that your cardiologist has, you know, checked you out and then talked to the cardiologist about your shortness of breath. You know, with these stress tests, they get to see what happens when your heart is stressed. So when your heart rate goes up, when your contractility is going up, when your breath sounds are going down, you're breathing more shallowly, they're watching you. You are hooked up to the monitor so they could see that. But if you start to work out and you have shortness of breath, if you notice your gym equipment, a lot of times will say slow down, you know, or go off of it, get your breath back. Okay? Now, what I always recommend is don't go from 0 to 90. What you want to do is you want to slowly warm up your workouts. If you warm up your workouts, you don't seem to be as short of breath. I mean, I remember when we were younger, we had to run track. You know, we would quickly stretch and then boom, we were out there. Okay, well, of course you'd be more short of breath, but if you slowly jog and then slowly up the pace, you don't really get short of breath. Your breathing could be very, very regular when you work out. You know, now, maybe I'm not working out hard enough. Yeah, I notice when I start to run on an incline, I'm going to get a little bit more winded. But I'm not short of breath. There's a difference. You feeling like you can't catch your breath, you immediately stop. Okay? Breathing faster could be a sign of shortness of breath. But if you aren't having trouble breathing, you're just noticing you're breathing a little faster as you work out, as your heart rate goes up, that could be a sign of normal. But you feeling like I can't catch my breath, you stop. Okay? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Theadent is an extract from a cocoa plant instead of fluoride that will be a chocolate type of toothpaste, chocolate flavored toothpaste. They are harnessing the power of the cocoa bean. It's the patented ingredient dubbed Renault. They say it's a safe to swallow replacement to quote unquote toxic fluoride present in most toothpaste. I'd hate to say fluoride is toxic, but I'm a huge fan of fluoride. However, I'm also a huge fan of chocolate. Okay? They say, though, do not swallow the chocolate-tasting toothpaste because then you will swallow a lot of the bacteria and the plaque that you have. The toothpaste apparently may be on Whole Foods, available at Whole Foods Market. It's supposed to be fluoride-free, having theobromine, calcium, phosphate, I guess, and, of course, chocolate flavor. As far as I'm concerned, I really think kids should just kind of get used to the whole minty flavor. I don't think it really, really makes sense for us to try to make things taste sweet or sugary. It just tells the brain, it just kind of gets the brain all excited to want to eat, you know, sugary stuff. I guess there's also supposed to be vanilla mint spark and all sorts of other flavored toothpaste coming up with by Crest. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.